So again, the Gemara had established the general klal of Hezek Re'iya Lab Shmei Hezek. That it seems to be that if you're Medayik in the Mishnah, that the conclusion that you're going to be drawn to is that Hezek Re'iya is not considered to be a full-fledged form of Hezek. And the Gemara questions that, and then again, the significance of each of the questions is not just in the question that is being asked, but the answers are significant. Because for the most part, the answers are not simply rejections, but a lot of the answers, as we saw yesterday, are qualifications. And it will emerge that some of the shitos that tell us that, or even the shita which says that Hezek Re'iya Lav Shmei Hezek, there may be times when in fact it is Hezek. And that's very, very important for us to zero in on. So the next kasha, the Gemara inside, Toshima, the Gemara says, Kofinoso Livnos Beis Shar Videles Lechotzer. Shma Mina Hezek Re'iya Shmei Hezek. Okay, another Mishnah. Again, most of these have come from Mishnah later on. The Mishnah says in the Zayinim of Beis, when it comes to different obligations of, again, the same way if you have, let's say, a housing development, or if you have a homeowners association in a condominium, there are certain things within the scope of what's done for the communal needs that are everybody's responsibility. And if somebody doesn't want to participate, you force them. Again, however you can force them. But you make them. They are obligated to participate. So the Mishnah says that one person who is in the chatzar can force, if one person inside the b'nei ha-chatzar can force somebody in the chatzar to build a beis sha'ar and a delas and a door for the chatzar. What is a beis sha'ar? What is a beis sha'ar and what is a chatzar? What exactly are we talking about? Says Rashi, kofen oso, kol echad v'chatzar lo tizchal ko b'binyan. So everybody within the chatzar can force the other people in the chatzar to contribute to these communal needs, to his cost of the binyan. What is a beis sha'ar? Says Rashi, shebonin kosel neged ha'sha'ar. You build a wall which corresponds. Which is next to the gate into the chatzar. Right? The chatzar is the communal area, which is in front of their houses. So everybody's houses open up into the chatzar. But then the chatzar is going to open up to what we'll call the Rosh Hasharabim. Will open up to the larger street. So everybody is going to build agol saviv. It's a circle. The osin ba'osoveka pesach kata min atzad. And in that circle binyan that you build, there's a small door. Mishum hezek re'ios b'nei rishus harabim shelo yiru toche chotzer. So that the people from the rishus harabim, so that the people from the public domain, cannot see into the chotzer. Cannot see into the chatzar. So what was the point of this? What was classically the point of the Beis Sha'ar? So again, classically speaking, the real reason that, or again, this is kind of what the Ramban and others address, right? What's the purpose of this Beis Sha'ar? I think I put the Rashba on, but I think the Ramban also, I think they all basically say the same thing. Right? Is that they all ask, again? Let's say it this way. Rashi's telling us that this is a question of Hezek Re'iya. How does Rashi know that this is a question of Hezek Re'iya? Because otherwise, the Gemara makes no sense, right? The Gemara is clearly bringing it as a proof that Hezek Re'iya is a responsibility of the B'nei Chatzer. Of the B'nai Chatzer, and therefore I have to do something. I have to do whatever I can. I have to do my part to be Moneya to prevent Hezek Re'iya from happening. Now the reality is that I might not have thought that that's the purpose of the Beis Sha'ar. Right? If you saw a chatzer, which is here's going to be a first. Let's see how this works. If you have... I have no idea how I'm going to do this. Here we go. If you have... houses... One second. Give me a second here. Okay. How's that? There's got to be a more technologically advanced way of doing this, but we're going to go with this for now, so assuming everybody can see. You guys okay? We have houses, right? Three houses, and the houses open up into this big chatzer. The assumption is that the chatzer is closed, right? There are walls around the chatzer. The point here is that at the opening of the chatzer down here, there is some sort of circular binyan between that and between what we'll call the area out here, which is the Rishus HaRabim. Now, if I was asking you, what is the purpose of this? What is the purpose of that? What would you probably have told me? Probably to protect the Bnei HaChatzer. Not from people seeing in, but probably to protect the Bnei HaChatzer from a shmirah perspective. You know, this would be the equivalent of the security booth on the corner of Laurel Hill and 186th or something like that, right? You need to put a little security booth at the corner. So why is there a raya? Where do we think that this is? Again, we know why Rashi said it because Rashi had to say it. Right? Because otherwise, what's the kasha of the Gemara? The kasha of the Gemara is that Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek. So it must be that we're forcing you to participate in something which is preventing Hezek Riyah. Oh, so it must be Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek. But why did the Mishnah think so? I mean, what did the Gemara think so when bringing it? So that's the kasha that the Rashba and the others are asking, right? The Rashba asks, V'yim Tomaram, we know that Mishnah Hezek Riyah. Who says that this has anything to do with Hezek Riyah? I wouldn't have thought that it's Hezek Riyah. We're going to discuss a second reason why I might not think it has a Hezekiah in a moment. But simply put, the most obvious interpretation of this little hut, which has a small door. Why does it have a small door? It has a small door because there's a watchman who's normally there. There's a watchman who's normally there. So it sounds like it's about Shmirah. Shmirah. This has nothing to do with Hezekiah. Dilma Mishum Shmirah Ba'alma. Maybe just for Shmirah. Yeshlomar, says Rashba. Imkein bedelas b'lechud sagya beis sha'ar lama el mishum de zimnin de delas psucha ve'overn mistaklin sham u'mezikin behezek ri'iyah. Here's an interesting answer. There are two things that the Mishnah said that you have to participate in. A delas, a door, and a beis sha'ar. What's the difference between a delas and the door? So it seems to be, if you go back to the handy dandy picture. One second, let's see if we can up this a notch. No, we can't. Okay, I thought I had some like marker or something on my desk. I do not. Okay, if we're going to look at our picture over here. It seems to, though, the way we're understanding right now is that this is really a little further in. And there's a door. There's a door over here. And the Beis Shaar is a little bit more inside. But there's some sort of door first and then the Beis Shaar. If I'm just trying to protect, then it should be enough to have a door. Right? But what's the problem? What's the problem? The problem is that sometimes the door is going to be open. And while the door is going to be open, people are going to be able to see in. And therefore, we needed secondary guarding or blockage. And that, the Gemara is saying, is Pashut, is to prevent Hezek Ri'iyah. That is Pashut, is to prevent Hezek Ri'iyah. And that's the Kasha of the Gemara. Good? Now, interestingly, could we have been mechalik based on our understanding of Hezek Ri'iyah? Let's see the answer, I guess, and then we'll go back on and try to understand it. Answers the Gemara, Hezeka derabim shiny. Hezeka derabim shiny. The hezek that's caused by the rabim, meaning there are people in the public domain that are outside, that hezek is different. What's the answer of the Gemara? What's the kasha and what's the answer? Right, the kasha, the Gemara is asking, we assume hezek ria lab shmei hezek. And therefore, what? Therefore, we would have assumed, apparently, that not everybody is obligated to participate in putting up this beishar, which is going to block people from seeing outside, from seeing from the outside. Because who cares if they see from the outside? Right? Kamash Malan, this case is different. And therefore, even though I hold Hezek Ria Lav Shmei Hezek, I would still say that when it comes to the Rabbim, you have to put up a fence. And everybody has to contribute. Why? Is that saying that the Hezek of the Rabbim is worse? Meaning, why is it that if it's true in the end that Hezek Ria is Lav Shmei Hezek, is Lav Shmei Hezek? So what does the Gemara want over here? Meaning, let's say it this way. Based on everything that we know about Hezek Ria, why should it make any difference whether it's a Rabbim or whether it is a Yachid? Meaning, let's take it like this. Let's take it like this. If Hezek Ria is because it's painful for me. There's tsa'ar, right? Everybody's staring at me, right? So if we say when it comes to the neighbor, Hezek Ria Lav Shmei Hezek, the neighbor staring at me is not a problem. So what's different about the Rabbim that now the Rabbim is a problem? Right? Because again, in the Metzius, even when it comes to the Yachid, the Mandamur says, Hezek Ria Lav Shmei Hezek says, my feeling of being uncomfortable is real. It's legit. It's just not enough to be mechayiv somebody to pay money. I can't force you to build a wall because of it. Or if you want to say that the reason because of Hezek Ria, the issue of Hezek Ria is that I'm not going to be able to use my chatzer. So if I'm not concerned that my neighbor is seeing me, if I'm not concerned that the fact that my neighbor sees me prevents me from using my chatzer, that's not enough of a reason to force him to build a fence. Then how come when the rabbim looks in, that's going to force me to put up a fence? Understand? Is the question clear? Yeah? Should I say it one more time? Very quickly. Again, if we take a step back and think what the logic is for Hezek Ria, then what's different about the Metzius of the Rabbim that's going to say, oh, that same thing that was happening that didn't bother us when it was your neighbor, oh, now it's the Rabbim, now it does bother us. So one possibility, if you take the words at their most, I guess, simple explanation, is Hezeka de Rabbim Shiny. How would I understand that? It's too many people. It's too many people looking at me. It's one thing if my neighbor sees me in a certain way, but for everybody in the public to, the whole highway is going to look in. It's more uncomfortable. It's more uncomfortable. I don't know if that's the best svara in the world, but again, we're a little stuck. We're a little stuck. And then we also need to understand. So what was the Hava Amina? Meaning we knew all along that we were dealing with the Rabbim here, right? We knew all along that we were dealing with the. With the Rabbim, so then why did I think at the beginning it was a problem? It was has a, that told me has a Grishma Hezek, and I'm saying, no, the Rabbim is just different. The Havamina, I thought the Rabbim makes no distinction. So obviously, whatever this Svara is of Hezek and the Rabbim Shiny is not so obvious that we don't understand it, that we don't understand it at all. So what's going on here? So let's look at Tosfos. Says Tosfos, Hezeka derabim shiny. It says Tosfos, V'yaf agav delekaman mashma, even though later on Dav Zayin Amud Beis, mashma de'ayri b'chatzar she'ena smucha l'shus harabim. We're even talking about a chatzar which is not next to the Rishus harabim. Maybe the highways get very crowded. What happens when the highways get crowded? You know, I had this recently. There was a lot of traffic on Route 4. So what does everybody do when there's a lot of traffic on? Those who drive from New Jersey a lot of traffic on Route 4 going to the bridge. So you cut through Fort Lee. But the people in Fort Lee don't like it. So as you're getting towards the end of Fort Lee, the police stop you. And if you're not from Fort Lee, they send you back onto the highway, and you wasted 20 minutes, and now you still have to sit in traffic. So that's Dachki Barabim, right? The streets of Fort Lee are not directly on the highway, but when there's a lot of traffic and it expands into their territory, they don't like it. They don't like it. So similar thing. So what does that tell us? What does that tell us? That's more of a reason that there should be Hezek Re'iya. That's less of a reason there should be Hezek Re'iya. What does that tell us? How did you guys understand that? Anybody have a Hezber? No? It's a strange Gemara. I wonder if it's possible to explain a little differently. I don't know. Is it impossible to say? I think we have to look a little bit at the Gemara later on. Is it possible to say that what Tosos is saying is that Hezek Derabim Shaini is that it's no longer about Hezek Re'iya? Meaning it's not. It's not Hezek Re'iya per se. We've been assuming until now that the only reason to build a Beishar is because of the Hezek Derabim. Maybe there's a different type of meaning. Why is it that people don't like when there's suddenly not to pick on Fort Lee, but what do they have against? What's the big deal? What's the big deal if we're clogging up their streets a little bit? So there's traffic, there's noise, there are a lot of factors as the Rabbim gets in there. So I don't know. Is it possible that once we answer Hezekah the Rabbim Shiny, that it's not about Hezek Re'iya anymore? I don't know. Did anybody learn the Gemara that way? It's not the Pashtus, right? The simple reading of the Gemara, the simple reading of the Gemara is that the Gemara is saying that the Hezek of a Rabbim is worse. The Hezek of a Rabbim is worse. So what's the Svara? What's the Svara? Right? If Hezek Ra'iriya is about not being able to use it, so the Mandar says, Hezek Ra'iriya Shmei Hezek says that I'm not concerned that you can't use it, so why should it be, why is it worse if it's the Rabbim? Why is it worse if it's the Rabbim? So Tosfos says, oh, and it's not even just, and again, he's saying basically, it's not even just if the Rabbim's not there, it could be that if it's the, you know, if it's Samuch, you also have a responsibility. So I don't know. Is it possible that in the answer, the Gemara moves away, it moves away from Hezekiah entirely? Let's see the continuation of Tosos and see if you can read that way in Tosos. Rav Shimon Gamliel, who argues, are there afagav the lace the high time of the Zimdachi Rabbi? He's not concerned about maybe the Rabbi goes, let me come up, may Rachok Yechol Neros Lifne. Okay. The Tosos seems is clearly not saying that way. Right? Even though the beginning of Tosos leaves it over interpretation, clear Tosos is not saying that way. So what's the difference? What's the difference in the Rabbim? So I think the only other Svara, unless you guys come up with a Svara, the only other Svara is to say that, you know what's different about the Rabbim? Is that the Rabbim, my name, if when you're a neighbor, you're not always outside. You're not always outside. So is the fact that you are there, Monea, my ability to use it? It is. But Lemaisa, if I don't see you and I decide that I want, I can. The Rabbim is almost a constant presence. And maybe that constant presence is a higher level in terms of what we need to, of what people can, are willing to tolerate than something else. I don't know. That's the only, I don't have a better svar. If anybody has anything better that they came up with, I'm happy to hear. But lechor, that's the chiluk. And that Hezekah de Rabbim Shaini is that the Hezek, not that the Rabbim seeing you is different, but the nature of the type of Hezek of the Rabbim, that there's going to be constantly people there. And it's also, even they're going to see from a distance. Sometimes they're going to be up close. So my ability to use my chutzir, it's on a higher level. It's on a higher level than simply when I'm trying to protect myself from one neighbor. One neighbor. Good? I think. Now that the Sotzer do one more step in the Gemara. One more step in the Gemara. So now the Gemara establishes. Now the Gemara establishes that there's a difference between the Yachid and the Rabbim. So again, which is also clear, the Gemara is sticking with this being Hezek Rabbim, I think. Hezek Ria. Right? V'id the Yachid lo. And if you're going to say, fine. But now we're admitting, we're agreeing that Hezek Ria. And I'm sorry, just step back, one more step back. Right, what this also shows is that it's not the pshat in Hezek Rialav Shmei Hezek that the Mandarmu says that it's not Shmei Hezek doesn't think that there's some sort of inconvenience happening. He admits the inconvenience is there. It's just it's not enough to be mechayiv you to build a wall. Which is why if you magnify it, maybe then at that point it is enough to do it. But if it was a zero, if he didn't think there was anything there, then magnified, maybe zero times the magnified, would still be a non-issue. So again, it's another proof that the Mandarim says Hezek Ria Lav Shmei Hezek does not deny that there is this issue there. There is an uncomfortability, whether it's physical, whether it's emotional, whatever it is, it's present. It's present. It's just not enough to be mechayiv somebody to pay money for. Oh, but if it's magnified, then we could talk about starting to pay money. Right? So again, I think that's clear from this Gemara as well, which is very important. Because again, the machlokas about Hezek Ria, we're not going to say, oh, are you bothered? Are you not bothered? That's a silly machlokas. That's not what it is. The machlokas is much more, is this type of being bothered or a type of a lack of usage of my field enough to force somebody to pay mamon? That's a very different shaila. Oh, so frek the Gemara, Udi Yachid, lo, are you really going to say that the Hezek Ria, which takes place on an individual, is not going to be considered to be Hezek? Toshima, come and listen to the following Mishnah, which again, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Ein chokin es ha-chotzer, So this is something which we've been hinting to throughout. We've seen mentioned in some of the Rishonim, Yesh ba din chaluka or Ein ba din chaluka. What does that term mean? That term means this. There's a certain shear of size. Again, if we own a chatzar b'shutvus, we own it together. Now we want to dissolve the partnership. Now, if everybody agrees, if it's a one by one ama chatzar, we can divide it, right? Davar sheben mamon, we can decide anything that we want. The question which the Gemara is grappling with, or the Mishnah, is what say we have a shared chatzar and I want to dissolve the shutvos. Can I force you to dissolve the shutvos and say, you take your 50%, I take my 50%, and Shema Yisrael. So says the Mishnah, only if I'm going to have a significant size chatzar afterwards. What is that size? Dalet Amos. So Ein Chog is a chatzar, meaning one shutuf cannot force the other shutuf. Right, as Rashi says, right, Ein Chokin, Ein Achir Kaifes Chaver Lachok. I can't force a division of the Chatzar unless there is going to be enough for everybody to get Dalet Amos. Oh. But if we are in a situation in which it's large enough to be split, then Chokin, then one can force the other one. My love, are we not talking about Bikosel? Isn't it true that once we're saying that you split building a wall, not just that you split it, but you have to divide with a wall? Why would you have to divide with a wall? It must be because Hezek Re'iya Shmei Hezek. Must be because Hezek Re'iya Shmei Hezek. Says the Gemara, no. B'mesifas Bahama, no, with some sort of division. Strange Hava Amina, right? Where do you see in this that we would assume that it's with a wall? Right, the whole Chiddush seems to just be that I can tell you, I don't want to be your. We have this beautiful 8 Amma Chatzer. I want my own space now. So, is there a chiddush that I can force you to divide? A partner can divide a shitvis? It's a little bit of a chiddush. I don't know that I might have said either I can always or I can never. And here we're saying there's an in between. So the Mishnah is teaching me a chiddush. Why would I assume that it is with a wall? So first, interestingly, what is this Dalet Amos? If you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Shchinim, so the Rambam in Hilchos Shchinim in Perek Aleph, Halacha Dalet, tells us, Ezawi Din Chaluka. What is this Din Chaluka? Kol Shili Yichad Lufi HaShutfin, Yagia L'Pachos Shebem Chilek, Shishem Hakol Karilov. It would still have a name to it. It has significance. Avalim Ein Shem Hakol Nikra Alachelek Ein Badin Chaluka. If it wouldn't have a name to it anymore, then not. Ketzad Kol Chatzer Shein Ba Arba Amos Al Arba Amos Ein Nakriya Chatzer. So what name are we referring to? Not that it's Reuven's, but it has to be a Chatzer. And if I have a little space in front of you, nobody's going to say, oh, what a beautiful courtyard here. Not a built courtyard. You have a beautiful piece of grass in front of your house. That's not a courtyard. So again, so the Rambam is clear that Dalet Amos here doesn't just mean Dalet Amos in one direction. It's like Dalet Amos by one Amos, but it has to be Dalet al Dalet. Which is a significant sized Chatzer. Oh. But what's the Hava mean of the Gemara? Why does the Gemara assume that it must be with a Kosel? So the Ramban asks the question. Says the Ramban. My Toshma, Ein Cholken Tachashay V'Dalet Amos Hazeh V'Dalet Amos Hazeh My Lab B'Kosel. Right, it's a strange diak. We're trying to bring this diak as a kasha. Oh,
It can't be that you hold there's a great lash basic because this must be dividing with a wall. Who says? T'miel on Milsa. B'may mashma le'kosel t'feim masifas. Where is there any mashmaos in this Mishnah that we're talking about a wall that I can bring a raya from it that has a gri'ia ishmezek? Anytime it says you can divide, they're dividing. It must be with a wall. It's a weak, weak form of argument. Interesting answer that Ramban gives. V'yishlam mishum dekula mastisan kosani kosel v'alot tani hayish v'dara mischokim mashar v'chaluka dechatzer dereisha ka'amar. He says, if you read the Mishnayos together, sometimes we make the mistake and we read Mishnayos in a vacuum. And if you read this Mishnah in a vacuum, then the Ramban is going to tell you, you're 100% correct. There is no reason to assume that we're talking about a wall. There's no reason. However, if you look at the flow of the Mishnayos, what have we been talking about? We've been talking about building walls. So in the flow of the Mishnayos, it makes sense that if we're talking about Chokin, that we're talking about a wall specifically, which again is a powerful statement in terms of the way to learn a Mishnah, and that if the mashmos of the Mishnah based on the context in a certain way, the Gemara will take that strongly enough to be able to build a raya. And to ask a legitimate question that such a shita can't even exist. Oh. Alternatively, the Ramban says something interesting. Anybody have a chance to see the end of the Ramban? Yeah, saw it? No? Okay, we'll see it together. Says the Ramban. I can explain differently. The kosal kadaitach, the havamina was the kochatzer afa bishein badal ramos chazir the milsa. Any chatzer, even if it's less than dal ramos, you could still use it, right? Everybody wants a little piece of land in front of their house. It's convenient. So how big? It doesn't matter how big. Whatever I get, right, there are certain usages that I'll have in my front porch that I can't do anywhere else. There's a value inherently to the fact that it's right there. As opposed to a house where if I can't fit my stuff in, there's no shear, whatever. So what's he saying? He's saying the diak is like this. There would be no chiddush. Meaning, the Ramban can't, according to this, fathom the possibility that if we're shutfim in a chatzer, and if we divide it, you're going to have less than dalet amos, that we would not be allowed to do it. In the Hava Mina, the Ramban says, of course you could do it. If we only have a four on Mechatzer, I could force you to divide two by two. Two by two. Because the land in front of you is going to be valuable. So I'm not undermining the Shutvis. So how can it be, says the Gemara, that it's only when you get to Dalet al Dalet? It must be that for Dalet al Dalet, the Chiddush is that you can divide it with a wall. Because less than that, you start putting up a wall, then you lose from your little space. Once you have Dalet al Dalet, the Chiddush is, the Gemara in the Havam, you know, that then you can build a wall. The Kamash Milan is no, is that you're not going to need a wall even for that either. Why not? Says the Ramban. It must be that it's not with a wall. Can you use it for anything else? just to put things from the house. There's no hezek ria. We never would have assumed that you, even if hezek ria is shmei hezek, you wouldn't have to put up a wall in such a small piece of your such a small piece of your property. Oh, but I have a mount that I can use now for real purposes. It's not that I couldn't divide it, but now that I can divide it and have a significant amount, oh, that's going to have hezek ria. And now it must be build a wall. And then the Chokim Mekosel, and therefore Chokim Mekosel, Dachina lo Mesivos. So now the Ramban says, what's the chiddush of this mishnah and the maskana? The chiddush of the mishnah maskana is that even though there is some usage of having the place in front of my house, so I might have thought that you could break down the shutvas, even to have, even if it's going to be less than dollar to dollar, you just don't need to put up a wall. The kamash malan of the gemara is that I can't force you to put up a wall because hezek bilav shmei hezek, but B is I can't even force you to divide. I can't even force you to divide. But I can get some usage, yeah. But it's not a chutzer. And we were shutvin in a chutzer. Again, similar to the lashon that we saw somewhere, but the shame. Oh, the Rambam lashon. Right, that they have a shame chutzer. So as long as you're going to do that, then that is going to be okay. Then the Gemara is doga, that it's not clear that it means a wall. It could be a masifa, some sort of physical separation for hezek ria, and that is going to be sufficient. That is going to be sufficient. Right, which is a very interesting havamina then. And that whole Mishnah takes on a new significance, which is that there would have been a havamina that could divide no matter what, and the kamash v'lon is a halacha in Hilchos division. Any question? No. Oh, let's just see this Tosfos Maglav Bekosel, then we'll finish up with that, and we'll continue with the next kasha tomorrow. So Maglav Bekosel, again, Tosfos also bothered. Tema. V'yehei Bekosel, let there be a Kosel. D'magid brusha, in chol genzach ha'atzer, afilu echa rotzav nos es ha'kosel, b'soch shelo, ad she'e badal ha'am z'chol echad. Ha'im yesh badal ha'am z'chol echad, chol ken, im rotzav l'kosel, b'soch shelo. Tosos asks it a different way. You know, maybe in Echanami, you're going to say because of the order of the Mishnayis, Chokin has to be with a wall. Has to be with a wall. But who says you can prove Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek? Maybe the Chiddush is that less than Dal Ramos, I can't even build a wall in my own. In my own. Really? Such a thing? The answer is yes. Is that a big wall in a very small space, it's the reason that we have zoning restrictions in different places, right? You don't want to end up like in the middle of your block, somebody's going to open a gas station. What prevents somebody from opening a gas station in the middle of your block? There are rules. You know, industrials here and residentials here, etc., etc. So I think I gave the example once before. And I live on a corner property. I can't build a fence on my property around my house, unless I move it back 25 feet from the street. Now, there's a loophole that I can put up bushes as close to the curb as I want and block anybody's vision. We didn't do that. But we understand the reason for it. It's on my property. No, there are certain times, even on your own property, that you can't do things because it impacts everybody else. And that, says Tosos, is maybe what the raya was. Is that until Dalet Amos... That's Tosos' kasha. So how do I know that Bakosel means that because of... That's why Dalet Amos... Maybe just telling me that I could force. Maybe it's just telling you that you're only allowed to build it on your own property when it's Dalet Amos. And so that Tosos rejects. And Yeshua and Chokin Masra Be'emsa. Diyashvinik Birshavi Alele Mr. Osin. Ain't Osin Kosel B'chaz Hashem. It's interesting, diuk, right? Chokin means to divide. You know, it's like, colloquially, people will say, do you want the bigger half? Right? So, logically, we know there's no such thing as a bigger half. But we associate dividing things in two with that it's done be'emtza, that it's done in the middle. But the ma'aseh, you come out the bigger one and a smaller one. But those are saying there's a difference between the lashon and the lashon of chalukah. The same way that the Ramban was assuming that because of the continuation of the Shnayis, chokin can mean with a wall. So Tosfos is assuming that chokin is a lashon which means be'emtza, and therefore this is not a problem. So is this a tweak in terms of the nature of hezek v'yesh mehezek? This does not seem to be. Like the last two answers seem to be right, nafal shiny, and rabim shiny may have been chidushim within hezek v'yesh mehezek. This one is just simply saying that the mission over there is not a raya hezek v'yesh mehezek, and therefore the mandan one says hezek v'yelav shmehezek is still alive and well, and we will attack him with another kasha, Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow. Any questions?